The views and opinions expressed during I and the Triangle do not represent WKNC or NC State student media. Your dial is currently tuned to I on the Triangle on WKNC 88.1 FM HD1 Raleigh. Thanks for listening.
Triangle area listeners, I'm Ellie Figge with Eye on the Triangle, and I'm here today with Lonnie St. Hill from the university's sustainability office. Nice to have you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we're going to be talking about Earth Month since it is now April. What exactly is the sustainability department going to be doing to celebrate Earth Month?
Sure. Well, Earth Month is a university-wide celebration of sustainability. Its primary objective is to showcase the breadth and depth of sustainability and how we integrate it into everything we do here on campus. So that includes academics and research, to our student engagement and leadership, to the community. And so through a series of over 50 events throughout the month, we want our community and our campus partners to come out and engage and participate in all of Earth Month.
Awesome. How did you get involved in this position?
Ooh, in the position of university sustainability?
Yeah.
Well, I've been at the university for 10 years doing engagement and communications. I moved to sustainability about 3 years ago almost, working with students and building partnerships and collaboration is something that I have always been a part of. Program management and running programs, collaborative programs with people on campus and within the community is something that I have a lot of experience as well. So, yeah, it's just a position that I love and, yeah.
Did you always want to do sustainability environment or were you more interested in like the student networking side?
Oh my goodness. I always wanted to do something where I felt like I was making a difference. From my own background, cultural values, I'm Hawaiian, Kanaka Maoli, and so centering the earth and a relationship to it has always been integral to who I am. And so I knew that I always wanted to ensure that I was doing something that focused on that relationship. I originally started out in the hospitality industry. I worked for Hosteling International. And a lot of that was to promote travel to youth age 18 to 24 and to help them experience the world in a sustainable way and become global citizens. When our family moved to North Carolina, you know, we didn't have a Hosteling International here based. And so I was able to find work in the university doing the same thing, programming, working with, you know, younger people, and showing them how easy it is to become global citizens and to be involved in sustainability, which involves not only the environment, but also the social aspects, like working and building community with people here. So, yeah, that's kind of like the history of how I came to be here. But I feel like I'm really at the right place here at NC State. And so,
yeah. Well, that's awesome. We're glad to have you at NC State. What exactly is, we're entering April. This is what the office called Earth Month. You know, normally I guess I would thought of Earth Day, but I like the idea of it being all of April. So when we enter this month, what should be on people's minds in terms of sustainability, environment, and celebrating Earth Month?
Ooh, well, our office is going to host two major events, specifically. The first is on Wednesday, April 10th, is NC State Earth Fair, and that's where over 60 organizations, campus departments, and community members will be on Stafford Commons from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So all of NC State campus, as well as our community, is invited to come out and experience the showcase, which includes demonstrations and education, as well as products that are for sale that are sustainability related. And so that's a huge one. It's super fun, especially when the weather is beautiful, which it's supposed to be. And so Wednesday, April 10th is NC State Earth Fair. The second one that our office hosts, as well as with assistance from the NC State University Sustainability Council, is the celebration of sustainability here. And so that is more of a program in which we celebrate the people and the projects and the progress that has occurred this past year. And so we'll go through highlights of what has happened, as well as announce the winners of the Sustainability Awards and recipients of the Sustainability Fund, which is a student fee generated fund that over about, gosh, $200,000 roughly, that's given to students specifically and or campus departments that have student impacted projects for them to implement over the next academic year.
That is really cool. And when does that one take place?
That will be Tuesday, April 23rd in Tally Student Union, 9 a.m. to 10:30.
What are some things that students can do in their own daily lives to promote Earth Month and sustainability?
I think one fantastic thing about Earth Month is that being sustainable is also about engaging in sustainability. So Earth Month is just a fun way to just attend fun events and go out with your friends, your roommates, your classmates, and do activities. And those activities range from attending concerts or going to lectures or doing art, making art, or watching films. Like, whatever you're interested in, there's going to be an event that speaks to you, but it's also related to the importance of sustainability, you know, here on campus as well as around the world. And so I think that's one thing that we try to always iterate to students, is to just get involved. And Earth Month is one easy way to do that. Just get involved. We're all connected. And so when you go out in person and you engage with people you know or you don't know, that builds relationships with others. And you really see how everything that we do and the actions and decisions that we have, like, can benefit one another. It really can create a beautiful community here as well as around the world. So that's the best thing that students can do, is get involved.
Wonderful. And you're talking here to mostly, I would say, the audience is very artsy and probably into, well, very, very musical audience here, and maybe into film as well. So what are some art and film recommendations you have?
So NC State Live is actually hosting a week of an events entitled Small Island, Big Song. And it's from a group of Indigenous musicians and artists from across the islands of in the Pacific as well as Indian Ocean. And they'll be coming to NC State and not only hosting a concert, but there's also a film, art making, discussions about climate and environmental justice. So definitely visit, I believe the go link is go.nccu.edu/small island. May have to double check that. But it's on our Earth Month calendar of events, which you can visit at go.nccu.edu/earthmonth. We're really excited about that. Of course, other wonderful partners who host year-round events that deal specifically with sustainability and art is University Libraries. They also will be doing a number of creative workshops, pop-up workshops, where students can engage with art and how that translates into sustainability, especially in terms of our wellness. Because again, we think at NC State, we believe at NC State University that sustainability is people, planet, and profit. And that profit means that we're making sure as a university that we're being stewards of the financial resources that we are given from, of course, our students and the taxpayers of the state. So yes. So University Libraries, NC State Live, of course, oh my goodness, there's so much going on. Definitely view the calendar of events, go.nccu.edu/earthmonth for the full listing. Right now there's more than 50 and they keep rolling in.
Wow. So. That's awesome. Do you work with a group of students? Is there like a sustainability club?
Ooh, yeah, that's a great question. So out of our office, we actually have the Sustainability Stewards, which are a group of student leaders dedicated to educating our campus community about sustainability, but as well as actively engaging in sustainability, whether that's through events and or like doing actual projects that impact our campus infrastructure. So, for example, the Sustainability Stewards have done built infrastructure like the solar space by Gardner Arboretum, like creating structures with solar panels for students to study outside and charge their things. They've also done energy and water competition for campus housing here on campus, where they help educate and also lead a competition about energy and water conservation and see which residence hall can reduce the most. They also host like symposiums about environmental justice. So their kind of impact is really based on, I should say, their participation in sustainability. It's about what drives them, their passions, and we just kind of give them the support, our office does, to let them go out and make an impact how they see fit. So Sustainability Stewards, they're a wonderful organization.
So they're in charge of the space. Is it near Withers Hall?
Mm-hmm.
With the, oh yeah, I love that spot. That's really cool. That students were responsible for doing the solar panel project. That's awesome.
Yeah. So they've done a number of solar projects on campus, but I will say students across campus, no matter whether they're with the Sustainability Stewards or the Student Energy Club, there's so many projects that because of students, they've made it happen. I mean, even from back in the day, getting recycling inside of residence halls, that was student initiated.
Wow.
Yeah. Recycling at a football game, that was a student idea. You know, so our students have really led the way in terms of why we're a sustainability leader today.
And do you intersect, like I would guess that would maybe intersect with engineering at all. Are there certain majors or academic programs within the school that you tend to work with?
Oh my goodness. So every college on campus actually has sustainability related courses and research that's going on, as well as degrees. And that information, we actually have a course inventory where students can filter according to their college and or interest about that, like what they can take. If we're looking specifically at engineering, like sustainability is built into what they do, like solving global grand challenges.
Of course, yeah.
So, and our office does a lot of work with them, especially when, whether it's just this week, speaking to introduction to engineering courses and or working with a lot of the capstone courses. So from their first year to their graduation, our office is involved in coursework as well as projects for engineering students. And that's very similar across all colleges,
mm-hmm.
you know. So because sustainability is a core value at the university, you know, sustainability is integrated into all of academia. So it's
absolutely
exciting.
Well, I'm in Cal's College of Ag and mm-hmm. Life Sciences, and we integrate with sustainability all the time. I'd say every single one of my classes, there's somehow a crossover with sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. Well, it's great to see the work you're doing on campus with students and within your own department. And we're really looking forward to the events that are coming up in April. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the people listening about Earth Month, about being sustainable? Any encouraging words or other ideas you want to share?
We invite everyone to attend all of the Earth Month activities. They're free and open to the public. Just visit go.nccu.edu/earthmonth to see a full list of all of our Earth Month events. And this is just a great way to visit, to get your hands on, to visibly see, engage, and interact with what sustainability means for our people, for the planet, and for building community here on campus and beyond.
Awesome. Well, it's been great having you, learned a lot, and we're really excited for what's going to come this April. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you, and have a great day. This has been Ellie with Eye on the Triangle.
This has been Eye on the Triangle. I'm Erie Mitchell, your guest host right now. Thank you so much for listening to this. You can listen to back episodes of Eye on the Triangle at wknc.org/podcasts under Eye on the Triangle, or just any of the other podcasts we have on WKNC. Thank you so much.